It was students who did all the work to get the station ready. After many years of unlicensed, unofficial broadcasting on the campus of Antioch College, WYSO went on the air with 19 watts of power. They gathered expectantly on the second floor of the Student Union building in their new studios, and at 8 o'clock, Bruce Johansson, script in hand, stepped up to the microphone.
Good evening. At this time, Antioch College begins its first official transmission on FM. This is station WYSO, owned and operated by Antioch College, Yellow Springs, Ohio, with studios and transmitter on the campus of Antioch College, operating on a frequency of 91.5 megacycles by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. For its first program, the Antioch Broadcasting System will bring you the official opening and formal dedication of its facilities in the Antioch Union.
At first, they were on the air for just 4 hours a day, playing classical music, jazz, news, and information programs about books and local education issues. In their first program guide, they said, "We wish to emphasize that this will be a community radio station." And now, 55 years later, it is still that. All this year, we'll be celebrating our anniversary by playing audio from our digital archives. And starting today, you can see an illustrated timeline about the station's history with photographs, press clippings, audio, and video at our website, wyso.org. Here's a little tidbit from the 1970s. It's Dave Gordon and friends with the WYSO fight song. For WYSO, I'm Nina Ellis.
Well, if your radio's tired and you think you've had enough of the warmed-over rock and the disco stuff, then grab that dial, start tuning it around. Start tuning in an alternative sound. 91.3. 91.3. 91.3. 91.3. Let me tell you that there isn't any better way to go than stereo WYSO.